Morning. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicky. How are you this morning?
I'm good, ma'am. How about yourself?
That's good. I'm doing well.
Good.
I have a dispute. I don't know what company you are, and you came into it was a survey about see if I could win what's that thing called? A KitchenAid through Walmart.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I did. It was supposed to be a $2 charge. I never received when I did, and they said I won. I put in my information, my card number. I didn't, and it clicked me off. Okay, but now I see that your company has taken $59.80 out of my account. I did not give authorization for that.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that this morning, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please, so I can locate your account?
Yes, 06615.
And your first and last name, please?
Deborah Sutton.
Okay, Ms. Sutton, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address?
100 McPadden Drive, Stratford, Connecticut, 06615.
Thank you very much. And I do see where you were charged $59.89, and that's because they enrolled you in something called Bites Hub, ma'am. That's a mobile food app that just gives you tips on how to eat healthy, how to turn food into real energy, cut sugars and carbs. They do offer it for $20 a month, but you have to be enrolled in Bites Hub, ma'am, to participate in the sweepstakes to win the mixer.
And you know what? They never said any of that when I was filling out my information. I thought,
wow.
I'm looking for to see what it's going to cost to ship the thing because they said I wanted a KitchenAid, which I should have known from Jump Street that it was a scam. I should have, but, you know, I need a KitchenAid. I would love to have a KitchenAid, so let me see if it's for real. Everybody,
right.
I read the reviews. Everybody told me, oh, I got mine. And like I said, it never gave me no information on what the company was or what it was or nothing. Could I cancel that and have that refunded back to my account, please?
Okay, Ms. Sutton, you said it was a dispute. Did you dispute it with your bank?
Uh-huh.
Okay, in that instance, you have to have the bank give us a call to let us know that the dispute has been dropped, and then we can refund.
Okay, I haven't disputed it yet. They can't dispute until it's actually hit my account. And
okay.
When I talked to them on Friday, it hadn't posted. But if you like, I can go through my bank. I can call them and have them dispute it.
No, ma'am, that won't be necessary. It's
okay.
Just that you said dispute, and this is a recorded
oh,
line.
Oh, no, I was saying I want to dispute it with your company. That's
right.
What I was saying. I'm sorry.
But you have contacted your bank in reference to the charge.
To see who the charge was, but they
right.
told me they couldn't dispute it until
okay.
it actually posted to my account.
Well, they won't have the opportunity to because I just refunded it back to your MasterCard ending 7607. It will take 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Sutton, before you'll see that money back on your card. And I canceled that account out, so there'll be no charges moving forward, Ms. Sutton. And I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay. Your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C, as in cancel, 920-528-260.
And repeat that again for me, please.
C as in cancel,
mm-hmm.
920,
mm-hmm.
528,
mm-hmm.
260.
Okay, and that's on 411. Okay. Is that all we need to do, Vicky?
Yes, ma'am. You'll have that money back on your card, Ms. Sutton, in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, and you should receive a refund confirmation email to dmwsutton@gmail.com within the next 24 to 48 hours, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything
okay,
else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too, Ms. Sutton. Thank
okay.
you for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.